I want to talk to you. I got some revelation knowledge of the word. I got some revelation knowledge of the word about who you are and where we are and what God wants to do with you, what you ought to be doing. Hallelujah.
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 And the purpose of Holy Spirit and the use of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I started this last Sunday on this part. I'm going to do a review psalm, not everything. I'm not going to say everything I said last Sunday. And probably if I tried, I couldn't do it anyway. Wouldn't do it. But I'm going to pick up at the scripture, which says, which is found in John Gospel chapter 16. And we're going to pick up at verse 13. We're doing this from the King James Version. If you will put that up. John Gospel chapter 16. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice what Jesus said. And notice what he said. How be it when he letting us know he's not a it. He's not a thing. He's a person. He, just like you, a person. You wouldn't appreciate me calling you, hey, thing.
Amen.
That thing got on me. Yeah, no, don't do it. Don't treat the Holy Spirit like that. The anointing is not a thing. He's a person. Amen.
Amen.
So how be it when he... If I could read Spanish, I would, y'all, Jose, but y'all have to read it. I could probably do it in tongues, then you would know what I was saying then. Amen. but we're working on some things. Amen. Can y'all see the screen okay? Well, we got some news for you. We got some new stream coming down. It's in the future. It's all in the making.
Amen.
We're going to get there.
Amen.
And they're going to be much viewable. You can see it clear. I think you see it pretty clear. We're working on some things. But what is this all about? We are getting ready to take over.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you going with us?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, we're getting ready to take over. We're not going to take side. We're just going to take over.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're preparing spiritually. And I want you to be diligent about your own spiritual walk with the Lord. I want you to be diligent, consistent, and serious because you matter. You count. You're precious. I don't care what happened in your past. I don't care about that. If the Lord ain't thinking about it, I'm sure not thinking about it.
Amen.
I want to tell you about what's going to happen with you now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You can see, and that just... I'm just going to follow what's in my spirit today. And you can see we are working to prepare this place because there's other things will be built. Other things will be erected for the use of the Lord. He gave me this word for this place. Thank you, Jesus. And what this place will be called, we know we call Branch of the Vine, what? Christian Fellowship Church. But you know what this place is going to be, is called? Oasis of Love.
All right.
The Oasis of Love. And we are preparing grounds. We are preparing this building, not the only thing, but this is a starting. We had to have a starting point and a foundation to work off. We're preparing the ground. The pad we put on the hill many years ago, we thought we were going to start on that first, but it's getting close. It's coming into view. This ground, you see, you're driving on these rocks, but pretty soon you'll be driving on concrete, paved street. Amen. You see that highway out there, how bad it look and all rough. You're gonna see a highway better than any of these highways you see. We're calling for it. And we're gonna have it. Amen. A lot of trees you're gonna have to leave. They haven't lived long enough. You can see I'm already clearing some stuff out. Y'all can see that. Amen. Because peoples are coming, and we have what they need. Amen. And it's a voice going from this place that the world need to hear what's being said.
Yes.
And we are echoing from him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, who is he?
The
Spirit of truth is come. He said, he will do what? Guide you into how much? He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not what? Speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will, say he will.
He will
show you things to come. He will show you things to come about your life, my life. He will show you things that are coming on this earth that the devil's trying to do. He will expose that scoundrel. He will expose him. You will see him, what a deceiver he is. You will put him on the run. As long as Satan can disguise himself to you through religion and tradition, because see, all those channels, all those veins, if you can call them veins and channels, all those things are empty, void of God.
Amen.
Nothing in there will give you what you need for your spiritual walk with the Lord. They're just a waste of time. You remember I talked about the empty wagon last week. You hear it coming, making a lot of noise. And you happy because you hear the wagon coming because you know it got something. But when you get there, you're disappointed because all it was doing was making a lot of noise and it was empty. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into what? All truth. He shall do what? He shall show you things to come. And then Jesus said, he shall what? Glorify me. For he shall receive of mine. We're going to see, can we break this down? He shall do what? He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. When he,